Track 13, A Winter Wander, Titchfield Canal to Hill Head. This walk features Titchfield Canal, the second oldest artificial waterway in Britain, once used to allow boats to reach the heart of the village to trade in the 17th century. The canal is now home to an array of wildlife that you may be able to spot while walking alongside it, all the way down to the coast of Hill Head and through the farmland of Titchfield. Canal Path. The walk, popular with dog walkers, begins at Bridge Street Car Park. Turn left out of the green gates and go through the Kissing Gate onto the pathway. You will see the canal on your right and Titchfield Haven on your left. This part of the walk can get very muddy in the winter, so make sure you have your wellies on. Continue along the path, past a couple of old farmers' bridges, until you come to a wooden gate with a bridge on your right. Look out for the large alder tree on the corner, which is about 60 years old. Go through the gates and follow the path around to the left. Along this pathway, you will find a combination of wildlife and farm stock. You may be lucky enough to catch a glimpse of a kingfisher early in the morning. However, you are more likely to spot a water vole scurrying around underneath the reeds. Since 2013, just over 1,000 water voles have been released along the southern end of the Meon Valley. At the end of the path, you will come to a large wooden gate. Go through the narrow gap and turn left, following the pathway. You have now reached the halfway point. If you follow the pathway around to the left, you can stop off for a drink and a bite to eat at the Haven Cafe, or if you walk along Cliff Road, you will come to Breezes Cafe and the Osborne View. Hillhead Coast. Carry on with the walk by crossing the road and passing through the chalets at Meon Shore. Go all the way to the end and turn left, which will take you onto the beach. On a clear, bright day, you can see the Isle of Wight in the distance, but you may have to wait until winter is over for a good view. Go up the cliff path and follow it around. There are various viewpoints along here offering great scenery of the coast, but be very careful near the cliff edge. Farmland. Carry along the path and go over the first stile on your right into the field and follow straight on. On either side you will see agricultural land where farmers grow vegetable crops. Remember to look behind you to take in the beautiful views of farmland and the coast. You will then come to another stile which you need to cross over and follow the pathway through the woodland. This will take you to Thatcher's Copse car park. Go straight through, carrying on into the copse until you come to a farm track. Turn left and walk all the way to the end until you reach a signpost. Turn right and follow the sign to Little Brownwich Farm. Be aware that this road is used by farmers, so there may be tractors using it. In the winter months, there will be some very large puddles along here that you will also need to dodge. On your right, you will see another stile. Cross this and follow the public footpath signs through the field. At some point, you can see Portsdown Hill and the Spinnaker Tower in the distance. Eventually, you will reach a gate leading onto Posbrook Lane. Along the road, look out for the interesting privet hedge that has been shaped to look like a train. Cross the road and turn right and take the first left down a concrete track, opposite a row of cottages. Follow this all the way to the end until you reach the bridge with the alder tree on the corner, which you came to earlier on in the walk. Turn left through the gates and follow the pathway, which will lead you back to Bridge Street Car Park. The walk duration, 2 hours and 30 minutes approximately. Some important information: the walk is approximately 5 miles long. There is only one bench at the halfway point near Meon Shore. Refreshments and toilets at the Titchfield Haven Cafe and Breezy's Cafe. Parking at Bridge Street Car Park. The walk is not accessible to wheelchairs or pushchairs, and there is various terrain and inclines.